You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 87, Stay, I Missed You by Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, we'll take a look at Stay, I Missed You by Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories, a song that holds a unique record in music history. We'll learn about this record and hear the lyrics to the song in just a moment, but first, a little background on Lisa Loeb. Lisa Loeb was born on March 11, 1968 in Bethesda, Maryland, the daughter of gastroenterologist Peter Loeb. The family moved to Dallas when she was young, and Lisa attended the Hockaday School, an all-girl private school. Inspired by the music from a clock radio and singers like Olivia Newton-John, Elton John, and Queen, she experimented briefly with songwriting. She took it up again later in high school when she signed up for a songwriting class, finding it easy to take her daily observations and set them to music. After graduation, she attended Brown University, where she met singer-songwriter and guitarist Elizabeth Mitchell, who would later find fame with the New York indie band Ida. At Brown, Loeb and Mitchell formed a band called Liz and Lisa, which included classmate Duncan Sheik, who would also go on to greater fame. As part of the band and as a solo artist working New York's coffeehouse circuit, as well as clubs like the Bitter End and the Speakeasy, Loeb developed a following of fans and recorded and sold at her shows a cassette of her music called The Purple Tape. One of the people who got a copy of The Purple Tape was Loeb's friend, actor Ethan Hawke, who lived in an apartment across the street from Loeb. Hawke gave the tape to director and actor Ben Stiller, who was working on a film called Reality Bites with Hawke, and suggested that she write something new for the film's soundtrack. Lisa wrote and recorded a track called I'm Nothing, and while the music supervisors liked it, they didn't feel that her singing fit the song and had another performer re-record it. They asked her to send in more music, but after listening to The Purple Tape, Stiller decided that he would use one of her existing songs instead. That song was Stay.
You say I only hear what I want to.
The song, which is sung from the perspective of a lover during a fight, came from Loeb's own experiences with a co-producer and boyfriend. In the next set of verses, she sings a line about hearing her song on the radio. This comes from the experience, especially during a breakup or fight, when the song on the radio seems to be about your exact situation. How normally you'd hear the song and think it's very cliche, but when you're in that situation, it seems just spot on.
I don't listen hard, don't pay attention to the distance that you're running, to anyone, anywhere. I don't understand if you really care. I'm only hearing negative. No, 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 no. So I turn the radio on, I turn the radio on, and this woman was singing my song. Lover's in love and the others run away. Lover is crying cause the other won't stay. Some of us hover and we weep for the other who was dying since the day they were born. Well, well, this is not that thing that I'm throwing, but I'm thrown. And I thought I'd live forever, but now I'm not so sure. You try to tell me that I'm clever, that won't take me anyhow or anywhere with you. You said that I was naive, and I thought
cause you want me, and one day you let me go. You try to give away, keep her, or keep me cause you know you're just so scared to lose.
This song holds the unique distinction of being the first number one single on the Billboard charts by an unsigned artist. Because of its popularity, Loeb was wooed by a number of major labels, including RCA, but eventually she signed with Geffen, who released her debut album Tales and included this song. Since there have been many singles with the title Stay, Loeb added the parenthetical I Missed You to differentiate her track, something that she vowed she'd never do. Growing up, she never understood how artists decided on the parentheticals in their titles, and often she'd disagree with their choices. Background information for Lisa Loeb and Stay came from AllMusic.com, Billboard's book Number One Hits, and the excellent site SongFacts.com, who recently conducted an interview with Lisa. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.